CRJ225, this is your week 10 podcast, and we continue our discussion of the property crimes, this week taking a focus on theft, robbery, and receiving stolen goods. A long time ago, we discussed briefly robbery and burglary, along with assault and battery, and how these things are different. And, you know, assault, battery, robbery, burglary. I use the analogy of robbery. If you were out in a squad car and you get a call from the dispatcher that says that there's a robbery in progress at whatever address, your mind, because you have studied robbery since your ICC days and gone to the police academy and you know the statutes and you've actually maybe responded to robbery calls, is that some person is in danger, not just property. Most of the time these days we think of robbery occurring by way of a weapon and most likely a firearm. And so it's a dangerous situation. And so you go flying lights and sirens, putting other people at risk, because anytime you're going lights and sirens at a high rate of speed, you're putting yourself and other people at risk. If you think, you know, that's not true, wait till the first time you do it. And I had a former student, Peoria police officer, who was killed on Adams Street, just about at, if you know where the Hofbräu closed restaurant is, just behind there. And she didn't need to die. And she was in a high-speed situation. It's dangerous. End of story. So, it's important to know the differences between these things, right? And to note that in a heightened circumstance of an actual robbery, be careful. But after doing the reading for this week, after doing your review of the full statutes, you should have a good idea of the difference between theft and theft crimes and robbery. And we have a whole bunch of different theft-related crimes. But, you know, I'm asking you in the assignment to focus on theft versus robbery and then receiving stolen goods. So robbery, to convict a person of robbery, prosecutors have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that the defendant took property. And in Illinois, that could be anything, any property, except a motor vehicle, because that's a separate offense from basic robbery. And they took that property from another person, so it's from a person, by use of force or threatening to use imminent force. So it doesn't say you have to have a weapon, right? Doesn't say that. You have to use force or threaten force. And we know what force is because we covered assault and battery, and it can be a whole lot of other things. You know what force is. But just know that it doesn't have to be a weapon. If the person is armed, there's an escalated charge of armed robbery, and it's when you commit robbery and the person commits robbery by carrying any type of weapon, a firearm or any weapon, anything that would be deemed a weapon. They discharge a firearm during the crime. They discharge a firearm within the proximity and cause great bodily harm, permanent disability, permanent disfigurement, or death of another person. And to clarify, Illinois treats robbery of a motor vehicle as a different charge. All right, and that's not theft of a motor vehicle. That's what we most of the time have described as carjacking. Somebody has a weapon and they force you out of the car or force you to move over. They take your car, all the dipsticks who do this and have a baby in the back seat, right? The defenses to robbery. If someone clearly lacks intent, I don't know how that happens, but that's one of the things they could raise as a defense. Lack of knowledge. They didn't know they were robbing somebody, I guess. A defense. No bodily injury was caused. Raise that as a defense. No force or threat of force was used. Or no property or vehicle was taken from another person. And remember, it has to be from the person has to be present. The person holding, possessing the property, and has to be taken from them. And sometimes intoxication is raised as a defense. We know about the defense of intoxication is usually going to be met with less regard, unless you were involuntarily intoxicated. And involuntarily isn't, you didn't know all the shots you drank on St. Patrick's Day would get you that drunk. Now let's talk about receiving stolen goods. Under Illinois law, theft does not exclusively include taking the property of another with the intention of permanently depriving the owner of the property. An individual also commits theft by knowingly obtaining property after it has been stolen. And under the statute, 720 ILCS 5/16-1A4, a person commits theft when he or she knowingly obtains control over stolen property. Now again, this is under A4, so you should have read all the other prior paragraphs. But subparagraph 4 reads, obtains control over property or over stolen property knowingly. You know the property to have been stolen or under circumstances. Now, this is important. You knew it was stolen or you should have known. Under such circumstances as would reasonably induce him or her to believe that the property was stolen. Okay? That's a newer should have known. Common sense logic, right? I was working up north, Evanston, and I was home visiting my mother over a weekend. And in Peoria, she lived on the East Bluff. I grew up on the East Bluff. And there was a little neighborhood pub bar a few blocks from our house. And I was meeting some of my high school buddies up there. And so I'm walking up there, and some dude's pulled in the alley, and he's got this van. And he says, hey, come here. Let me show you what I got here. You're going to like this deal. And inside the van, he had it just full of these sets of Corningware, it was called. I don't know if Corningware is still around. I think it is. It's that, you know, like the crockware kind of stuff you can cook in the oven with, and it cleans up pretty easy. He had boxes of whole sets, unopened boxes of them. He sell them for dirt cheap, like, you know, $10 for 3 pieces of stuff, whatever it would cost back in the day, maybe $40 for that set. I did not buy it. I thought about it, you know. I didn't know. Because I knew, or at least should have known, that that stuff was taken off a train car somewhere, or off the loading dock somewhere. It wasn't his, right? That's what we're talking about. The deals that are too good to be deals. Hey man, I got this boxed up TV. I've been looking for I have a grandchild, and I've been looking for a car seat. And I keep running across these Facebook marketplace deals where somebody regularly has in the box $300 car seats for about $100. Come on. Maybe it's legit. I don't know. But knew or should have known, right? Hopefully you understand that. An individual can be charged with the Illinois criminal offense of receiving stolen property if the individual holds, obtains, or receives property that the individual knows is stolen. The person charged must also prevent the owner of the property from getting the property back or receive the property for personal gain. The requirement that the person charged knows the property was stolen does not mean that the person must have actual knowledge. It's just simply those circumstances like I laid out. If the circumstances would put a reasonable person on notice that the property was stolen, the recipient can't simply bury his head in the sand and fail to inquire further. Hey man, where'd you get this stuff? Oh, I got a great sale. I was over in Iowa. Iowa's got the best sales, you know. When the person accused of receiving stolen property fails to inquire about the type of paperwork or the origin of the property, or when a reasonable person would inquire, this could merit a charge of receiving stolen property. That's kind of a big one, you know. I mean, I suspect that none of you are walking through, you know, the Hy-Vee or the Aldi and, like, putting, you know, a steak in your pocket or something. You want to go into a law and justice career, you should, you know, not do the things that you're going to potentially arrest or defend or prosecute people for. You should, you know, follow the law, uphold the law, live by the law sort of thing. But I can guess that occasionally you come across someone who has a good deal. And I'm not saying that all those people are, you know, out there just doing that on the regular, on their normal course of business or something. But occasionally we all run across that, right? Well, the law tells you, you might want to inquire further because it could merit a charge of receiving stolen property. That's what I have for this week. Week 10. We have 5 more weeks, and then for this course, you have a pretty interesting final, and I think you'll enjoy the final, but it is going to take some work, so 6 weeks total to go. The weather's getting warmer. You need to keep your energy up. You need to keep your focus. You need to dial in and ramp it up in these final 6 weeks. I appreciate what you've done so far. If you need me, you know where to find me.